For the movie business, Independence Day is usually the biggest box office holiday after Christmas. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Hollywood fully expects this holiday to be Christmas in July.
We're right on the heels of a record-setting May and a record-setting June for the box office. And July's starting off with the return of a lucrative, family-friendly franchise, Despicable Me 2.
Right, baby! Gru's back in the game!
Exhibitor relations analyst Jeff Bock says this weekend Despicable Me 2 could pull in as much as $20 to $30 million a day.
Honestly, it's the only film left in the season that really has any shot of surpassing Iron Man 3 as the number one film of the summer.
Bock says Despicable Me 2 is already breaking records overseas where it's in limited release.
Are you really going to save the world?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we are talking about worldwide domination here.
Bock believes the holiday falling on Thursday will not hurt ticket sales, given the crush of strong films people still want to see, such as Monsters University and The Heat.
That leaves the Lone Ranger in something of a bind.
Want me to wear a mask?
Big-budget westerns often flop at the box office. Think Will Smith's Wild Wild West, Jonah Hex, or Cowboys and Aliens.
It's just another in the long line of trying to convince people to go see a Western, and it doesn't help that Johnny Depp is wearing a dead crow on his head.
Disney could consider a cue from Sony Pictures and the four largest movie theater chains. They've offered free tickets to the movie White House Down to active military personnel and to veterans for the 4th of July. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.